So there, my first area I'm interested in is to see, I'm aware that technically you are supposed to be receiving supervisory backstopping support from regional mover.
Yes.
How is that backstopping support like? And what are some of the challenges associated with that backstopping support?
Okay, so now that we are under the decentralized system, previously we used to be MOFA.
Okay.
MOFA regional, MOFA district, MOFA national. And now even the region, there's no MOFA at the region. It's also decentralized.
Yeah.
So they are supposed to give us backstopping. They are all the lines, say crops extension, Riyadh.
Mm-hmm.
We have representation there to give backstopping, to all the other lines in the district.
The district, yeah.
And for the expertise is there.
Okay.
They have been trained for long. So
okay.
If there are any challenges, we get backstopping from the regional department of Agri.
Okay. So are there any challenges associated with that backstopping arrangement? Are they able to frequently provide the backstopping, the type of backstopping that you require?
Okay, so yes, they are doing it to the best of their ability.
Yeah.
Only that sometimes resource becomes a challenge. We invite regional to come and give you some backstopping, or if it's a trading, maybe the job is like training on the job.
Yeah.
So you invite them, you may have to follow them and give them some DSA.
Mm-hmm.
So if your budget cannot cater for, then you just rely on your local district expert to just handle the issues.
Okay. Yeah, so I understand that basically it has to do with resources.
Yes.
To be able to, for them to come down, to be able to provide that supervisory role and things like that. But as a result of the limited resources, do you get the high level officers come, or they often will delegate anytime some more money comes to their coffers, like the disassembled funds come to their coffers? Are you able to get the experienced ones come, or they often will delegate junior ones to come to their coffers?
Mostly, as I've said, it's tied down to resources, so unless it's a sponsored program, then for that one they will come.
Mm-hmm.
Say parallel activities,
and
that one is a mandatory. That's research and extension UK committee.
Yeah.
They will come. But aside that, any other invitation you are extending to them is tied to resources. So we always limit ourselves.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. The real activities, where does the funding come from?
It has been from MAC.
They were championing that. So that resource comes from
MAC. But it will end this year. So we are hoping that there will be a way out.
Another opportunity from next year going.
Okay.
We also understand that at the district level, the various departments are clustered.
Yes.
We have social service committee. Which one do you belong? Department of Agri. Which subcommittee?
Fortunately, we have been moved to. We used to be with the social services.
Okay.
But through the intervention of ActionAid.
Okay.
One of their interventions, they pushed for some districts to have an ad hoc agri subcommittee. So now we are no longer
under the main social services.
Okay. It's an ad hoc.
Okay.
It can be changed at any point in time.
Okay.
So we have agri subcommittee.
You have the agri subcommittee?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then the next question, because there is also the understanding that because you were under the social service committee,
can be crowded.
It was not facilitating your work very well. But in your case, you said, but when you were even under that subcommittee, what were some of the challenges you faced under the social service committee?
First, it involves other department.
Other department, yeah.
And assembly resources, they say, are always limited.
Okay.
And they will tell you, common fund is common, but not common to everybody.
Okay.
So it's a very small resources. And if you have any major challenge, you are likely not to get that needed support.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. The assembly system also has this unit committee level.
Yes.
Actors.
At the basic
level. At the basic level.
Yes.
How are you able to work with that basic level structure to facilitate your work?
For now, currently, we normally deal with the assembly members.
Okay.
Or assemblyman or assemblywoman.
Okay.
Anytime we want to enter community.
The new community.
Because they really help facilitate our work.
Okay.
Previously, it used not to be so. We used to go solo.
Okay.
But for now, it's more or less an offense not to involve them, because when there's challenge, we fall back to them.
Fall back. Mm-hmm.
Recently, there was a challenge with one of our accommodations. I had to fall back to the assemblyman.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to resolve. Before I realized, he has taken the matter to the chief, and it was resolved there.
Mm-hmm.
So they are really helping us.
Okay.
With that
okay.
regard.
Okay. So basically, I get the understanding that those unit committee members at that level, whether assemblyman or woman, unit committee member, they support in your community mobilization actions too.
True.
Okay. And then any other issues that will emerge as you pass on your work. Okay. We are also aware that at the district level, your planning processes, your procedure is largely governed or determined by the National Development Planning Commission.
Yes.
They provide you with the template.
Yes.
Does that template create any difficulty for your department in terms of planning?
No. Because the budget officers helps us. They will give you this, the ceiling. And these are the areas that you can work with.
Okay.
If you fall outside it, their new GIFME system may not work. So there's always coaching and guidance.
Okay.
Whenever we have to make this annual composite budget.
Okay.
Yes.
So it does suggest that all what you intend to do within the district in terms of your plan activities can fit very well into the template.
Yes.
Okay. And then also, I'm aware that you are part of the District Planning Coordinating Unit,
DPC.
The DPCU.
Yes.
You are a member.
Yes.
Okay. What are some of the factors that affect the functioning of the DPCU? Because the DPCU, I understand, is supposed to do monitoring, coordinate, and plan, and all of that. And you are a member.
Yes.
So what are some of the difficulties that do not allow the unit to function?
Basically, it's resources.
Resources.
Maybe
in terms of
even having a common meeting, sometimes becomes
a challenge.
A challenge.
Okay.
And then the secretariat, that's the planning unit itself, most of them don't even have vehicles to move. So it becomes a challenge just fulfilling their mandate.
I also just want to find out, within your district, apart from the area, zonal council, unit committees, are there any grassroots associations that are also involved in some planning processes? Hitherto, you have said if the DBCC was functioning, you have said, okay, they are also doing some planning. But apart from the zonal committee, and are there other grassroots associations that are always involved in the planning process?
Maybe I may have to bring in the chieftaincy institutions.
Okay.
These days, we receive some invitation from the chiefs. They also do some sort of planning.
Planning at their level.
Yes, they invite us, and they also invite other seasoned agric officers, retired agric officers,
okay,
from their community to have a stakeholder engagement. So that one also happens.
Okay. Yeah.
I think last year we had two. One at San Tapo, and then the other one was at Jam.
Okay.
Mostly is chaired by or spearheaded by those chiefs that have some interest in Africa.
Okay, okay. So they do spearhead some of those things?
Yes. With their own resources.
With their own resources?
Yes.
Okay. Now, at the district level, which are some of the, let me call it, MOFA regional or national programs that are being implemented in the district? Which are some of them?
Nadoli, okay. So PFJ.
They are the Planting for Food and Jobs.
Yes.
Okay.
But this year, it didn't work out well.
Okay. So apart from the PFJ,
RELF is also running through Research and Certificate Committee.
Yeah.
And some few other. For now, these are the two that come to mind.
Okay. I wanted to find out about the funding of those other ones, but I know PFG, you don't get any. Do you get any funding? It's basically the resource.
No, it's embedded in. We plan to monitor the activities.
Okay. And how do you get the funding for that?
In MAC.
In MAC. Oh, yeah, okay. No. Okay. So at least some of the activities related to PFG, you get the funding from MAC.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm also interested in your budget. I'll come to the budget into detail, but what are some of this? No, this one is the coordinating directors who are supposed to answer that. Because what I hear is that sometimes you do a very good planning and budgeting. There are budget cuts.
Yeah.
The director doesn't even know where the budget was cut, whether at the district level or at the national level. So I wanted to find out from the coordinating directors and I was understand they cut the budget, whether they do inform you that they have cut your budget. Yeah. Now with the composite budgeting process,
yes.
What are some of, are there any challenges that you face as a department in that process? Because that was an introduction to strengthen the decentralization. So my purpose is to find out whether that introduction is having any effect on the Agri department.
Yes. Previously, if we're under MOFA,
okay,
that means our office accommodation,
okay,
and then the staff,
okay,
residential or accommodation would have come straight.
Okay.
But when we come under decentralization, it's a new thing. So hardly will you see agri cortices being painted or being renovated.
Okay.
It's very challenging.
Okay.
Okay. New structures. It normally goes to, say, chips compound or schools or classroom blocks. Those are the things that are being spearheaded by assembly.
Yeah. So basically what I'm saying is that as a result of the shift with the introduction of the composite budgeting, there are certain aspects of your...
Resources that should have come straight from MOFA National to just come and have help. Some of these structures. Doesn't exist.
Whether your accommodation, restructuring, your logistics
vehicles,
in terms of vehicles,
motorbikes, it doesn't come because they are supposed to come through the composite budget, but there's always a challenge. They are to give some of the IGF. Hardly will you get
the IGF.
It's only for the statutory one, Farmers Day, that one you get. But aside Farmers Day, and then what maybe a project funded like the MAC, hardly can we find any other activity. Just to complement, it's not the donor that is going to be there always. So they always say, assembly should have a part, so that when the donors pull out, there will not be that much shock.
So in all of this arrangement, which way does it impact your work? How does it impact your work or affect your work?
All tying down to, say, resources.
Okay.
If there, what we plan for, if there is no, say, outbreak of disease or any emergency situation, then we just go through like that. But if when there comes an emergency situation or you want some review, it becomes a challenge. So, like mid-year review, what are you reviewing? It becomes always a challenge because there's no extra resources added.
And that's also something that we need to, for instance, every year, as part of your preparation to present the annual work plan and budget, you use the real resources to do your planning. Or how do you get resources to do your plan? Because from what I understand, it appears you have a very comprehensive planning process, right from the grassroots up to the district level. You do consultative meetings and things like that. How are you able to resource these activities?
So normally, the AEAs are supposed to, the Agri Extension Agents,
yes,
in the field, they come up with some of the challenges at the operational areas. So they will bring them up to the district so that we will also see how to address them. And with that bag, that information, then we plan and target our resources to at least reduce or mitigate some of the challenges. So that's how our planning always goes.
Yeah, but with your real planning process, I get that at a certain stage, you even have to invite key stakeholders into a workshop where some of these challenges and challenges are highlighted, and then you are able to have a much more comprehensive planning.
True.
But because of lack of resources, you are unable to hold such meeting because you need to pay somebody's TNT, you need to provide lunch for somebody, and things like that. That's basically what I'm driving at.
Okay. So for now, for the RELC meeting is annual.
It's annual. Okay.
So normally, somewhere before, around July, we hold it.
Okay.
But in between the line, we also have review meeting, quarterly review meetings. For that one, we normally target some few stakeholders to join the district agri department for us to review what we have been doing.
Yeah.
But the challenge is, resources, I mean, funding always comes somewhere in July. And like even the MAG, it came in July. And other partners also support. We are even yet to receive the Ring 2 funding, though they say they have hit the account.
Okay.
And assembly will have to go check from Bank of Ghana.
Okay.
They say at the end of this month, in maybe August, they will go and check before activities that were planned somewhere January or whatever.
Okay.
You can maybe massage some of them, or mostly if the activity is passed, if it's a dry season activity, you can't get the funding again.
Okay.
That one will go off. And then the remaining ones are what will be able to carry it out.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. There is also this issue about the fact that since the shift occurred, the allegation has been that, it appears some of the officers have not internalized the shift to the extent that the district director of AGRIC are accusing the assembled management that, it appears they don't regard us as part of them. And then the assembly is also saying, but you're also sitting there, you are not also behaving as if you are part of us. What is your account?
It's a reality.
It's a reality.
Even structurally, we are supposed to be inside the assembly complex.
Yes.
But here's the case, our facilities are far. So when you are talking about assembly, if you are not in the building, trouble for you.
Right.
In Drapa, even if every year they used to say, buy some hampers or get a cow, distribute some rice. Agric you never get. But it was happening.
They will focus on only those who are in the complex.
Inside the building, this was
they forget that mindset. They have some children outside there.
Yes.
Okay.
And we also, we are also at fault. We need to embrace it. Once it's a policy, you can't change it. So we also have to, we are adjusting.
Okay.
So the fault comes from both those in the assembly complex and from we, the directors of Agric, and even the other staff at the Department of Agric.
Let me even make it a bit more complex. What we also have come to understand is that even with the assembly, some of their key officers like budget, finance or whatever, they often even look at Agric director as if they are subordinates in the way they relate. But if you look at the structure very well, it's possible that the Agric director is senior.
Yes.
But they don't accord, many often say that it's individual actors who are behaving that way. But my question is, given this situation, you also know that now Ring 2 is going to be transferring resources directly to the district, which is supposed to come to. If there is no good rapport, good understanding of what the resources are meant for, and therefore somebody should not sit on it, what do you think can be done to strengthen the relationship between the department and the local assembly, such that even though you are located geographically far away, but they still know that you are part of them, and you also know that your big person is also part of you? What do you think can be done?
It's human nature.
It's human issue.
There should be frequent dialogue. Some of the things is perception. And then the system is just like that.
Okay.
The planners or the budget officers, aside those from accounts, they cannot be coordinating directly unless they swap. When you are down there, they will keep blaming the top. But most of them will come and become coordinating directors, and they will do worse. So it's human behavior. So there should be behavioral change and then rapport. Yes, if you open the dialogue, then things can move.
Yeah, I like your point. I like your suggestion of a dialogue. Because like you said, many of them are perceptions. And they boil down on individual behavior. So if there is a dialogue, an opportunity for the key actors to dialogue, some of these perceptions can be addressed, and then people will become more professional in their attitude than just
That is true. And sometimes, say the coordinating director will tell us that we should be mindful of some of the statutory assembly meetings. If because of, say, you are having an activity outside which will give you some allowance, you are foregoing, say, a Agric subcommittee meeting, ESICO meeting, it doesn't occur well.
It doesn't occur
well. So when you avail yourself, then she too become comfortable.
Comfortable
then,
that,
when you present your issues, she will pass them.
Okay. I think this is the point that it has been on my mind, and I'm happy it is coming also from you. That dialogue situation is a very good one. I'm heading toward the last point. This one. I think basically I finished it. The one that I was going to talk about is more directed toward the coordinating directors. I wanted to understand the challenges that they face in mobilizing key stakeholders to participate in the budget hearing event and things like that. But the last one, which has to do with the consultative planning and review workshop, is what already you have initiated. MAG will support you to do the planning for the year, but in between the year, you obviously have to do
review meetings.
Where is the resources to be able to do those reviews? And the reviews are very important because they direct you as to whether you are on the right path, you are achieving your outcomes or not.
And we are always targeting DPAT, DSO performance assessment too. So whatever you are doing, you should be targeting it at the back of your mind.
Okay.
If you don't score, 1 point alone can give you more than 10,000 GAM.
Okay.
So if it's 90 times 10,000, you are good. That's free resources, and if you fail, regional minister will give you a query.
Okay.
As to why you failed to just get free money. You only have to do your meetings regularly and just be scoring the marks. Get additional resources to do more development.
Yeah, that's also quite interesting. So what are some of the key indicators that they look at, particularly from your department, to be able to score the marks under the impact?
For us, normally they look at percentage change in crop production.
Okay.
So we should be doing very well to do our crop cutting to give a good estimate.
Okay.
Whatever you do, we are looking at production.
Production, okay.
And people moving from subsistence farming to commercial farming. We need to get the figures. But when they come, they don't have time to be going to the field. Show them in your reports. That's all they need. They just call you and then you go. Maybe our main challenge is we don't generate IGF, internally generated funds. Those who are able to generate are still in the MOFA. That's the PPRS, the Plant Protection Regulatory Services. But whatever they generate goes to a national account.
Yeah.
Their percentage that should come doesn't come.
Doesn't come.
Same as the vet. Movement permit, move a lot of animals, slaughter permit. Whatever you generate, you pay it to Ghana Commercial Bank account, you go national, nothing comes back. Except where there is, say, an anthrax outbreak or an emergency, then they may trickle down or something.
Good.
So maybe if we the district is having, the Department of Agriculture has some other form of IGF, it will be helpful.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Some, even if you can nest seedlings, say, cashew, and sell them out for 3 cedis and account for them, we could be able to run the department well. Assembly day may have tractors, but always there's a problem with maintenance. Because some of the requests we make are a bit embarrassing. Small fuel to move, you can't get. You wait till July before you get funds.
Yeah.
So we are just. When the music stop, we also stop.
Yeah. I was also interested in, even though I said that, but because we mentioned DPAT, the reason I'm interested is that when I looked into the literature, the facility, they have some facility, I'm sure that's the facility that you talked about, the free money.
Yeah.
But the formula for the distribution of the district common fund.
Yes.
Interestingly, they are using, they have adopted an approach. The approach they adopted is basic need approach to development. And the basic need approach to development basically says that, look, in every society, look at key indicators. Access to food, health, education, and then something else. But the formula that they are currently are using and saying that they are using the basic need approach, food is not there. It starts with health.
Meanwhile, they are not decentralized.
Start with health, education, roads. So I am now beginning to understand that, okay, if the disassembly is focusing on these ones, then agric will be left out. Because even agric is not factored in the basic need approach. Meanwhile, when you look into the literature, basic need approach starts with food. So it's quite interesting to know, because I'm also told that that facility, for instance, when it comes to the district, they don't target agric.
They have a lot of bills. The contractors will come in
to swallow everything.
I think 2018, they attempted to give
something
10%.
Okay.
We call it the Maputo Agreement. They mentioned it, and it was going to take shape. Later, they withdrew it, and that was the end.
Yeah.
I think they saw there was a challenge with that.
With that formula.
Yes.
So, Director, from your end, and I'm sure you are aware of this MSR. project. What do you think are some of the challenges we face at the disassembled level that as a project they can step in to address them to make your work much more faster?
Okay, so just as it has been done, coordinating director yesterday, she thought the meeting was yesterday, so she came here and was even calling me. So if we invite them for some of these meetings, it's very helpful.
Okay.
And then also paying them a courtesy call anytime we are around.
Yeah.
It's very helpful. Yes, too. Also, especially also the chief executive. Sometimes we do things and then how to report back to them. If you report to the coordinating director, you not get to chief director. Though we are supposed to pass it through them, but they are so busy, so you have to always make it pass through, but also alert the chief executive so that she'll be in the picture. If she goes out to find out something is happening and she's not aware, she'll query the coordinating director, but sometimes the query should even come to the director.
One of the things that I was trying to recommend from this work that I'm doing is like the dialogue that you mentioned. Usually they are supposed to have meetings at the district level involving maybe the coordinating director, the DC, and then yourself and that. So that
management meeting.
Management meeting.
Yes.
But I'm sure lack of resources also make it difficult.
We do it on credit. We held the last one on credit.
Yeah. So I was wondering whether, as a project like this, can they try to organize that dialogue meeting where it will bring the DC, the coordinating director, the agri director. It will not involve the other department because we are interested in how we are building the relationship between those managers and agri. So that if we have that meeting where people are able to share some of the difficulties, the one facilitating will be able to facilitate in such a way that the managers also know that these are some of the things that you need to take note of. Even though they haven't said it explicitly here, but they think that you can work better. So that's one of the things I'm thinking. I don't know what is your view on that.
It's worth, even if not narrowing it down so much, the public hearing.
Okay.
How do you call it? We used to have a term for it.
Okay.
Where other stakeholders come to hear the people's assembly.
Is it the budget hearing or?
Yes.
Okay.
Aside that, there used to be another form of hearing.
Yes. Okay. At the district level.
Yes. Normally, you go out. Mm-hmm. If you bring everything to an assembly conference or people may not
people
speak,
may come,
you take it out, then we get a lot of inputs coming in.
Okay.
And most often, that's where our market women and our other important stakeholders.
Oh, those type of public hearing.
Almost all 80% of the questions will be agri-related.
Okay.
So if that engagement can be revived, to help.
Okay. Thank you very much, Director.
It's a pleasure.
I think I've taken much of your time.
It's another. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Do I call the next person?
Sorry?
Do I call the next director?
Yes. I think just let the next person know that.
Okay. I'll tell maybe it's the one
else. Okay.